Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
A very good afternoon to all the listeners of Community Matters. It's Friday and we have a date. And I can see you have your lunch ready and you're on the couch. And you can't wait for us to listen to us. So we have an exciting program this afternoon. Ons het 'n opgewonde program. 'N heerlijke program. So ek gaan net gauw. Ek is Susan Moss, your host. And then we've got Jean Morris, our co-host. So Jean, sê net middag vir die mense. Jy sit so stil daar.
Good afternoon. Sy lyk maar stil, sy is so stil nie. Moet nie vir Susan vertrou nie. Good afternoon each and everyone. I'm glad you're on that couch, whether in your kitchen, in your car. Just stay tuned. We've got much for you today.
Yeah, and then we have Pastor Shady with us. Pastor, pronounce it your name right?
Yeah, you pronounce it right.
Okay, Pastor Shady sê net vir hulle in Afrikaans. Goeiemiddag asseblief.
Goeiemiddag asseblief.
Goeiemiddag allemaal.
Well done.
Oh, I love that. Ons het vir Pastor Shady vandag wat vir ons gaan vertel van 'n production. Maar ons gaan later daarvan hoor. Ons begin mos met Jesus, nee, baie, baie belangrik. So Galatians 6 verse 2 says, carry each other's burdens and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Isn't that true, Pastor Shady?
Amen.
And community work, this is community radio station. I'm from the community, Jean, where are you from?
Community Matters.
Okay, and Pastor, where are you from?
Jesus Community.
Amen. Can you hear that? So community work is about sharing the load and supporting one another.
Amen.
The greatest commandment. Go ye therefore. Not sit. Go. And this is exactly what we're going to tell you this afternoon about. Die opdrag wat die Here vir ons gee. En ons is so dankbaar om vir u te hê. Ons is in die tuin, in die kar, in the house, in the lounge. We all over. And you enjoy your food and you communicate with us on WhatsApp number 0817291657 on your favorite radio station, Radio Cape Pulpit, on the program Community Matters. And we're going to share today about a very interesting production. Jean, can you just introduce Pastor Shady for us a bit more, please?
Pastor Shady, it is an honor to have you with us, with the listeners.
Thank you.
I'm going to just share a little bit about Pastor Shady. Pastor Shady is the CEO of Haven Night Shelter and is responsible for 14 shelters across the entire Western Cape. There are 140 staff members who shelter approximately 1,300 homeless people daily. Shady had 27 years in the Navy and thereafter worked for Raymond Ackerman Golf Academy. He and his family has over 20 years of working with the poor and the vulnerable in the Western Cape. Shady and his family are also started a community kitchen that fed over 3,500 daily, 7 days a week. And that was during the COVID pandemic. He has a qualification in supply chain management and a bachelor's in theology. He is passionate about the homeless and in getting homeless out of the streets and reintegrated into the community or reunified into a home. And that is what we are about. We are about the community.
Thank you so much, Jean. Most welcome again, Pastor Shady. And family, this is not the first time we're going to have him. We're going to have him back to talk about more about shelters, information that we need so much in the community. Maar ons het ook 'n kompetisie. Pastor Shady gaan nou vir ons 'n present gee op die lig, nee? Maar die kompetisie is, what is the name of the guest that's going to speak after we playing the song? Okay, what is the name of our guest that our co-host introduced earlier for you to win this present. Né? Vir u om hierdie present te wen, moet u vir ons
die
antwoord sê. Jean het ons nou klaar vir u gesê, u moet net mooi luister.
It is an early Christmas present.
This is the time that we promised you. I'm Susan Moss. It's 9 minutes past 12 and you on Community Matters. So this is the news we're waiting for. This is the exciting part what Pastor Shady is going to share to us this afternoon. I ask him very nicely, he must speak English really, because we're a Christian radio station and we don't want words that doesn't sound real. So, Pastor Shady, can you tell us all about this production this afternoon? Thank you.
Susan, good afternoon, and thank you for having me. Such a pleasure. There's such an amazing vibe in the studio, and it's great to be here. So the Haven, it was a first for the Haven, believe it or not, where we've taken about 80 homeless people living in our shelters, and we decided to do this production and teach them how to dance. Now, if you watched Strictly Come Dancing, it's quite an intense, to get these guys to dance, and lots of practice. But it's more about hope. It's more about building confidence. It's more about building trust. Because when you're dancing with someone, you got to trust them. Otherwise, things are going to fall apart. So these are guys who have been on the street, some of them chronic homeless. Some of these guys have been rejected. They've been abandoned. They've been hurt time and time again. They've been called names. They've been shunted. They've been shouted at. And so we're saying, you at the shelter, let's try and help you on your way into the pathway. We're forming the pathway or the pipeline out of homelessness and into a home. So the production is there to just build them. Give them that confidence. So you don't have to be an introvert sitting in a corner and you don't want to talk to anybody. So, the production allows themselves to express their pain, express themselves, be seen. I think that's the important thing. We are not invisible. So the stage is a big stage for them. So, it's a great initiative from the Haven to do this.
Wow, Pastor, so tell me... Who did this whole production? Where do you get the vision from? Was it from the Lord? Was it from the people?
It's always from the Lord.
Amen.
And it sparks it in our spirit, and then we run with it. So we the city of Cape Town, believe it or not, the Community Arts and Culture Development Department, they gave a grant in aid, for arts and culture. So let's equip our people in the area of arts and culture. So we decided to apply, and we qualified for a grant.
Amen.
And we realized, that we didn't get everything that we asked for. But nonetheless, we decided to push on. And because it's a dignity in motion,
Amen.
We weren't going to compromise on our standards. So together, my operations manager, Yaku Maria, we decided, let's get this done. And then we tapped into someone who I know very well, Alvina from Southern Rite Dance School in the far south in Cork Bay. And she's been working with the homeless, and she's been working with vulnerable kids in Ocean View and Masipumalele, etc. So we brought her in, and it just happened. It just happened. We started off, unfortunately, with 80. We expected about 20 to stay, but we have about 50 that have grasped this opportunity and are dancing. They're dancing beautifully. Every time I watch them dance, I get this chills, and I get very emotional, because we know where they've come from.
Yeah.
These are broken people. One of the dancers is Gail, whose parents died at a young age, leaving her orphaned, and she attempted suicide a couple of times. And then later on in life, she started to ballroom dancing, where she took refuge in ballroom dancing. And then she had 5 strokes and her world crumbled.
Wow.
And at this production, you'll see her do a piece. She thought, this is the end. And this dignity in motion is giving her that hope. And, it's phenomenal. Another guy who's got a sight impairment, but he's dancing. I mean, if a guy who's blind is dancing, that's hope for you and I, Susan and Jean. That's hope for everyone. We can do it. There's hope for the hopeless.
It's like Philippians 4 verse 13 that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Amen.
And you, through the word of God, with your team, are giving them that strength that they need.
All in any other form of the word still means all. Alles.
Alles. And so it gives them a sense of belonging. Mm. They, like you say, their dignity, their identity, what God gave them, it give it back to them.
Give it back to them. And that composure, because remember, when you're on the streets and you're squirreling and you're scratching in the bins and people are shunting you, and then, you know, now you feel composed because your body language, you know, the way you hold yourself, you express yourself. But the most important thing is you're dancing with a partner. You don't trust people because you've been hurt frequently. Now you're dancing with a partner and you learn to trust again. You know, it makes reintegration into the community or reunification with the family a little bit more exciting. And, you know, because you're not scared anymore, because you're full of confidence when you finish off with this production.
Pastor, now what does it do to you and your team? The workers, how many workers? A lot of workers.
Yeah, 140.
Yeah, what does it do to you when you see the change in somebody that was an outcast in the world?
Now, you know, like when someone comes to the Lord, there's rejoicing. Yeah. There's absolute rejoicing. When one homeless person is taken from the streets into our shelters and reunified with their family, there's rejoicing. We go, we take photos on the bus, we go to the plane, wherever they're going to, we take photos because we celebrate. It's one person that he saved. And we don't celebrate as an individual, as a CEO. The entire organization, we put it on our digital group. So everybody says, well done. And we all celebrate the social work intervention done to get this person home. So when you see this, because we know the stories of these people, or these individuals. One of the ladies, believe it or not, you look at it and you think, is it happening in our country, in our Western Cape, in our Cape Town, was sex trafficked. And she was rescued, and she's dancing. She's expressing herself through dance. So there's hope.
Yeah.
There's hope.
So, Pastor, can you tell us, it's like the chorus is saying, I've got joy on the inside.
Yeah.
If as goed soos dit gebeur, Pastor, can you just tell us, where can they get a ticket? And where's the venue going to be? Where's the event going to happen? Just give us all those details, okay,
quickly,
please.
It's next Monday, the 10th, and Tuesday, the 11th. Monday's at 6 p.m. Tuesday's a double show. We're having one at 11 and one at 6 p.m. They can contact me if they want tickets, or they can go on to Quicket, Quicket. Type in Dignity in Motion and it'll pop up. It's 100 rand per person, sure. Which is, and nothing. It's a one hour production, so you can still go from your couch to the production and then to supper afterwards. And they can contact me, or they can go onto a website as well. I found that lots of people say, I can't make it, but can I pay for someone else to go?
Yeah.
Which is also fine because we have 1,400 homeless people in our shelters.
Wow.
Pastor, and like me now, Jean, if we sit in the audience, I broke my foot and they dance and we feel like dancing with them. How am I going to do it while I'm on crutches?
Just nod you. I can't dance, so I nod my head and I whistle.
I cannot sit still. I'm definitely going to dance.
Okay, Jean will assist me. Jean, you will assist me?
For sure. I'll hold the leg.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much, Pastor. And so, family, we invite you today to go to this awesome, awesome, awesome event. And like Pastor Shady saying, if you can't go, we are in the blessing business. When we are Jesus, we are in the blessing business. Bless somebody with a ticket. Make their life. Give them a Christmas present. What did you say, Jean?
Early Christmas gift.
Christmas gift. And get them a ticket. I'm going to be there. You will see me on crutches with a broken foot. And I'm going to dance. And Jean is going to?
You said you're not dancing. I'm going to dance. And we're going to have a shaking
head. We're
going to
waltz the night away.
Yeah.
Is it? Pastor, can you just give your number again?
Yeah, my cell number is 082-381-0384. You want me to repeat that?
Yes, please.
082-381-0384. 0384. And for the listeners, Susan, they don't have to phone me only for the Dignity in Motion. If they're struggling with a person that's homeless on their street, on their shop doors or whatever, and they want to get them into a shelter, they can phone me anytime of the day or night.
As you pick couches, but toch asseblief, nee? Is nou nie die jean wat jy aantrek as jy klere aantrek, nee, maar is mos iets soos daai.
Maar bid hard.
Maar bid net, hier is nogal die doofie, sê jy moet hard bid, maar kom, whatever. Maar ons is bly om ons allemaal hier te hê, en ons is bly om saam met jy te wees. En ons het geluister na Pastor Shady, en die Night Haven Shelter's a production, en ons wil so graag hê, jy moet van hierdie kaartjies kry, Ons WhatsApp nummer is 0817291657. As jy vir ons kan sê, wat is ons gas, die pastor se naam, en dan kan jy 'n kaartjie wen. So ons het nou ons 'n dubbel kaartjie wen. Ekskuus, 'n dubbel kaartjie wen is net 'n uur, né? Se production.
1.5
So 1.5.
1.5.
1.5 production, so jy kan nog gaan eet daarna. Of gaan sommer van die werk af? Nee, as jy in die kap is.
Lunchtime.
Dan gaan jy sommer lunchtime. Lunchtime? Nee man, nie lunchtime nie. Is 6 uur in die middag. En een is, daar is nog ene.
Brunch.
Brunch of whatever, maar ja, kom ons. En ons gaan vandag, Jean gaan gauw ons gas vir ons, ons tweede gas vir jy voorstel. En ons het, ja, die vrou het so baie, hoe daar pak op mense, ek het deur mekaar geraak. Toe ek met haar praat oor die klomp goed wat sy weet, en ons is so bevoorreg om vir haar hier te het vanmiddag, en ons gaan ons co-host Jean vra om vir haar voor te stel, en dan gaan ons luister, sy gaan vir u hallo sê, en sy gaan sommer begin met wat sy graag vir ons wil sê vandag.
Yeah, while we have Janine, like Susan was saying, Janine Pasens, I hope I say her name correct. We have Janine Pasens here with us this afternoon. Like Susan was saying, many, many, many hats there. And like Susan was saying, when she shared, it was like, wow, there is such a lot that she carries. And she's going to share with us today. But I want to just read what Janine is really about before we go there. So Janine is the founder and the executive director of Survivors Haven Foundation. A survivor herself of rape, Janine turned her pain into purpose by establishing the foundation to support victims of gender-based violence and to restore hope in her community. With years of experience in the community development, she's worked with organizations such as Women Lead Movement and the Clooney Foundation for Justice and the University of Nottingham. She's also a radio presenter of Breaking the Silence. We cannot stay silent anymore, listeners. That is a program dedicated to advocacy and empowerment. And that is Janine Pasens. Janine, introduce yourself to us.
Thank you so much for the invitation to be a guest today in studio. A very warm welcome to everyone that is listening. I just want to say hi. I don't take this opportunity lightly. It is time that we as women that our voices be heard, and God can turn our pain into power for His purpose. I'm excited to be here on this program. Thank you so much for the invite.
Ek wil daarom net vir jou sê, Janine, voor jy gaan begin praat, dat ons is super excited. Sometimes dink mense, You have it all, of jy weet alles. Maar is skokkend om te weet dat jy lewe vir soveel jare, maar daar is nog so baie wat ons kan leer. Is dit nie waar nie? En ek glo altyd, solank al lesse in die lewe is, solank kan ons leer. En ons is hier, in familie daar buiten, in die gemeenskap, ons is hier om vanmiddag te leer uit Janine se ervaring uit, en uit haar getuienis uit.
Definitief. En wat een eer om my testimony te kan deel saam met luisteraars. En ek hoop dat my testimony kan vir iemand anders een baken van hoop wees. So, as you know, my name is Janine. I'm from the Marmory area, Marmory Atlantis area. I've started the organization like in 5 years ago. Being a survivor of rape, I don't say I'm a victim, I'm a survivor through Christ.
Hallelujah.
I stand in the gap. I stand in the forefront. And 5 years ago, there was a case in our community. And I was just going to support the victims and survivors, their parents, when the case was made known in the community. And I realized that if these people won't have any guidance, they're not going to continue with this case. Why I say this is, I am a survivor of a rape. So for years, I didn't speak about my rape. I was raped twice by the same person. You know, those days, the awareness was not so evident like it is today.
Yeah.
I didn't know about where to go to. I didn't know about the Duduzila Care Center. And you go to the police station to open a case. You in the charge office in front of all of those people. You must now share your story and never had the guts to continue. So then, I confided in one of our church leaders eventually, telling about what I went through my rape. And I eventually had the guts to open a case. And you know, when you report a rape case, the police will always ask you, who was the first respondent? So the first respondent is the person that you speak to the first time, which was the church leader. So when the police wanted to take a statement of that leader, he said, but he cannot go to court and to the police because he was not there when it happened. And I was thinking like, oh, wow, so you're a church leader and you cannot support me. So how is the community going to support me? How is my family going to support me? And I decided not to continue with this case. So from that, it was years. I never shared this, what happened. I saw my perpetrator so many times, walked past him. Every time you have the traumatic experience, you freeze when you see him, but you cannot share anything with anyone because you are ashamed, because in our communities, they do victim blaming, and they treat you like you are the perpetrator. So 5 years ago, this case was in our community when an alleged rapist targeted a few girls, women, via social media. And I decided that I'm just going to court to support these ladies. I know what it feels like when you don't know where to go, you don't know anything. And remember that time I didn't know how the procedures and the stuff. I was very fresh. It's through that case that I started to do some research on what is going on in the justice system and stuff. So I supported whenever they had a court case, I went to court with them. And after that, I did a research and I engaged with him. I speak to the different departments on their behalf. And that is how Survivors Haven Foundation was birthed.
Wow.
Yes, through the grace of God.
So, God used your mess.
Yes, and he turned it into a mess.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. But when you're in that mess,
yes,
you don't think like that. This is going to be for the good. At the end of the day,
when I look back and I realize my pain had purpose, and today it is serving its purpose. And I actually want to encourage someone today: don't sit in your mess that you are or the situation that you are. There is people that wants to support you. There is light at the end of the tunnel, and we want to be your support.
But tell me, Janine, when you come into the radio station, you just smile.
Yeah.
We're going to listen to a song. And after the song, I want you to tell me, how can you still smile? And how can you still dance in the rain? How can you still praise in the storm?
Yes.
When I saw you, you just like, you know, nothing like this can be in your inside.
Only through the
trauma,
grace, only
the
through
sad
the grace
story.
Of God.
Eh?
Only through the grace of God. It took me through a healing process.
And today you help heal others.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're going to listen to First Love by Chris Tomlin, and we're going to hear what Chris Tomlin is saying. Who is his first love, or who can become our first love when we feel nobody loves? Ja, ons het geluister, familie, daar op die rusbank, die lunch is seker nou al klaar geëet. Ek kan maar nou die pudding gaan skep, want ons gaan nou verder luister. En het mis nou gehoor, ek sê saggies pudding, want ons het mis nou nie So, ek gaan ons nou alleen pudding eet. So, ons gaan nou verder luister na Janine en is baie welkom om vraag te vraag. Jy sit miskien daar en jy weet ook nie hoe nie. Ek het nie geweet wat Janine nou van my vertel het nie. So, ons allemaal kan leer en al gaan jy nie deur dit nie, help die volgende persoon. Is dit die ware, Janine?
Definitief.
Ons help die volgende persoon. Ons is in die besigheid van ons. Allemaal is in die gemeenskap. Ons allemaal gaan deur dinge. Ons allemaal gaan deur het dip en ons is daar mekaar se hande op te lig. So Janine gaan nog verder met ons gesels oor hoe en wat moet gedoen word in so 'n geval. En ek wil weet, hoekom lag sy so? Hoekom is sy so joyful? Ek weet die Bybel sê ons moet so wees, maar ons het mos emosies. En wanneer ons deur sulke seer goed gaan, sulke trauma gaan, dan is dit nie so maklik om altyd 'n glimlag op jou gesig te hê nie. Janine sê vir ons, hoe kry jy dit reg?
Ons diene, God van genesing, Jehovah Rafa, He is my healer. So ek moes deur 'n tydperk gegaan het wat die Here vir my volkomme genees het. Onthou ek het nooit gegaan vir berading nie. Ek het geweet waartoe om te gaan nie. En in die 5 jaar wat ek met die organisasie besig is, het besef ek eindelijk het die Here vir my genees. Waar ek nou kan boldly praat en voor mense staan en my testimony share. Ek het genoem vroeger dat wat ek met my leier gaan praat, toe was hy nie bereid gewees om een statement te gee as a first respondent. He. En dit is hoekom ek baie passionate is om praatjes by kerke te gaan doen oor gender-based violence. Want ek vraag altyd myself as ons een kerke equipped om te deel met die victims wat daar sit. Want daar was jy verkrag was of jy was gemolesteer. Want daar was net groot mense wat verkrag en gemolesteer word. Jy sit met babas, met kinders, met oumas. Die persoon is op die oomblik so kwaad vir die Here en vraag klomp goed vir die Here. En ons as gelovige mense kan nie altyd vir die mense net sê, you must pray about it. You must know where to refer the person to. You must know what the procedure is when you apply for a protection order, when you report the rape. Baie keer dan as perpetrator opgesluit is, moet nie vir die victim, wat die moment uitgekom het, hoop geen sê, die man is nou toegesluit en hy gaan nooit weer uitkom mee. Want daar faal ons as victims. Want dat is een proces, so dis ook om ons as Survivors Haven Foundation, ons doen awareness en prevention programs in ons gemeenskappe. Nie net in Atlantis en Mamre nie, maar waar ook al mense vir ons nodig het. Susan, het my gevra, kom ek smile. You know, when we talk about turning ashes into beauty,
wow.
I can be a testimony. I've been in depression, I didn't like myself. There was a time when someone told me I'm fat, my ex-boyfriend, and I felt like wow. He don't know that these words actually did something to me, and for years I was baie bewus gewees van my gewig, en ek het toe beginne oefen, en beginne hardloop, en beginne kyk na myself. He didn't know that he pushed me actually to my next level. But this different types of abuse. It's not just the rape. There's the emotional abuse, the verbal abuse, the financial abuse that people don't talk about, and even the spiritual abuse. So your pain can be turned into power for His purpose. You don't have to suffer in silence. You don't have to be alone. There are a lot of organizations that do victim support. Like our organization in our area, wherever people need us. On Sunday evening, I received a message from a mother on the West Coast. 20 years married to the husband, find out now that he raped both her daughters, impregnated the 13-year-old. She was married to this person and she could not believe this was happening. But this is reality, what is happening in our communities. Wow. Are we equipped to be there for our community?
Yeah.
Are we as churches equipped and empowered to be there for our communities? Wow. Because this is reality.
Yes.
Gender-based violence is not something that you listen to on the radio or watch on TV anymore. Read about it in the newspapers, on social media. It's happening in our community, it's happening in our streets, even in our family.
Janine, I think I have a question for you, and just listening to you, it's like if there's a rape victim out there, right? And they take your advice today on this radio station, and they seek the advice, they go to a safe haven, they go to the police station, a case is opened for them, right?
Yes.
So they have done everything basically that you have said needs to be done. But now they go back home and they're in their room and they close their door. And now they're alone, they know the case is maybe, but how, what advice, what would you tell them in that moment when I'm alone in my bedroom as a rape victim? What would you tell them to do in that moment? Because now they are behind a closed door. How would you encourage them to hold on and not to give up?
I will always tell people, this is a fight that you cannot fight on your own. You need Jesus.
Yes.
You need to know His word. Get to know His word. Put on some music that will encourage you, that will speak to your situation. God is faithful. The Holy Spirit is so faithful. He will send you what you need at that moment. We just need, as when you report these cases, we must know how the procedures on how to report these cases. A lot of people don't even know that you can go to the Tutuzela Care Centers if there's one in your community. You can report the case there. They must contact the FCS departments, the police, and they must come and take your statement there at the Tutuzela Care Center. You don't have to go to the police station. And every police station must have a victim support structure. There's a GBV desk. So you don't have to go into the child's office, stand in front of all those people and share what happened to you. They can take you to a place where it's safe. That GBV desk is there for our community.
So that makes it easier for people to raise their voice or to speak out.
You know, when you are raped or even when you were abused, your partner, your husband assaulted you, you are already traumatized.
Exactly.
You are ashamed of, you are embarrassed.
Yes.
So you don't want to go and stand in front of a police in the child's oven and share my story now, because there's already a queue that is waiting to be helped. So that is why all these structures are in place.
So what about, another question, what about the victim that has been, how do I put it, a victim where they are told, should you speak up, should you go to anybody, should you tell that I've done this thing to you, I'm going to come back and I'm going to hurt you, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to do, right? What about that victim that are now keeping quiet because they were told, should you speak up, this is what I'm going to do to you? What about that victim? Is that victim really now going to come out because they're fearing, they were threatened? How would you speak to that victim?
If you know you are in an abusive relationship, go and apply for a protection order. Make sure that you have a protection order in place. And if your life is in danger, contact the nearest shelter. You can even make contact with us. We will guide you through the process. Make sure that you get assisted. But you don't have to suffer in silence. Those perpetrators fear you more than they fear anything else. So yeah, go and apply for the protection order at your local court, your magistrate court, and make sure that you seek help at the shelter.
So Janine, wat jy nou eintlik vir ons leer vanmiddag hier, dat ons dien 'n God van nog 'n kans.
Definitely. And we serve a God of justice, a God of righteousness.
And God wants us to be bold.
Yes, God.
He wants us to speak out so that we can be helped.
Definitely. God don't want us to live in fear. The word says He never gave us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And He don't want us to be victims. He called us to stand out, to be victorious.
Amen.
So know who you are in Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
And I know you. This might be a listener saying, Janine, you say this now. I know it sounds easy, but allow God to take you through the process.
Okay. En ek het nou net vir u gesê dat Janine het 'n God gehad van nog 'n kans.
Yes.
En Julie May sing vir ons God van nog 'n kans. So as jy nou daar buite sit en jy deur dieselfde gegaan of jy weet van iemand, daar is 'n God van liefde, 'n God van nog 'n kans, 'n God van 'n tweede kans. Ons hoef nie in hy donker gat te bly en te dink ons gaan nie daar uitkom nie. Daar is hulp, soos Janine nou net vir u verduidelik het. En as ons gaan luister na hierdie lied en dan gaan Janine vir ons vertel waar kan ons hulle almal in die hande kry. Sjoe, familie, die 19 hier in die studio, dat ons dien 'n God van nog 'n kans.
Wow.
En jy hoef nie die ruip te gaan nie.
Yes.
baie ander probleme soos Janine genoem het, finansies, verbal abuse, iemand sê net vir jou jy is vet of enige iets, maar moenie gaan lê nie. Staan op, daar's mense buite wat vir jy kan help. Ek weet, ek was daar toe ek my man verloor het, maar reik uit, moenie depres raak nie, moenie vir die duivel een loophole gee om in jou leven yes. te kom nie. Ons kan gehelp word. Nou ons het nie vergeet nie, maar daar is een recept van Isabel Ross, wat jy moet luister na afloop van die program, en ons is amper klaar met Community Matters, is so hartseer, maar ons gaan weer vir Janine terugkry, sy het nog te veel hoede op haar kop, ons het net een noot afgehaal vandag, nie is heeltemal afgehaal, hy hang so skyns, en as sy volgende keer kom, gaan sy al die hoede saambring, nie, as het ons hulle op, letterlik vir jy. So, Isabel Rosse recept is fish pie, en jy kan het afskryf, die recept. So, Janine, sê net vir ons, waar kan hulle, mense wat nou daar sit, wat nou weet waar, hoe, waartoe kan hulle gaan, jy het nou gesê waar naartoe, maar miskien wil hulle met jou praat.
Okay. Jy kan vir my kontak op Facebook, ons daar Facebook page, Survivors Haven Foundation, jy kan vir ons inbox, ek sal terugkom na hulle toe. My WhatsApp nummer is 069-812-2940, ons is ook op LinkedIn en Instagram, as jy wil kontak maak, ons sal definitief uitreik na hulle toe. Moet nie in silence suffer nie, daar is soveel help daar buiten, en allow God to use your pain for someone else. You know, all of us have a story. Your story can be a blessing and a great encouragement to someone else. Allow God to use you.
Janine, just repeat the number for them again.
Okay, I'm going to repeat my WhatsApp number again. 069-812-2940. Or you can search for us on Facebook, Survivors Haven Foundation.
Awesome. Janine, baie, baie dankie en luisteraars, daar het ons gehoor. En ek wil toch net vanmiddag, as daar iemand sit daar buiten, wat nie weet van die Here, of wat nog nie die Here in sy leven, of haar leven het nie, ek wil net hee, iemand dit vanmiddag achter my aan sê. Ek wil vir u sê, you are loved, you are invited. God loves you deeply and desires a relationship with you. But sin, these things separate us from him. Jesus came to bridge that gap. He died for you, he died for me, and rose again. Now he offers you forgiveness, he offers you peace, and he offers you eternal life. Won't you mind to receive him today? Just say, Jesus, I believe you died for me. I turn from my sin and receive you as my Savior. Dit is so makkelijk soos dit mense. And ask him, invite him, come into my life and lead me. And I want to say to you this afternoon, welcome to the journey. You are never, ever alone. Hy is 'n God van 'n tweede kans. En ons is nou klaar met die program op Community Matters. En ek voel eindelijk ons kan aangaan en aangaan. Maar die Here is goed, maar ek gaan nog weer van Janine hoor. En morgen oggend het ons vir Ricardo Benet op Saturday Mashup en ek kan na sy program luister. En ons wil vandag vir u sê, Philippians 4 verse 13 says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. En ons wil vir u bemoedig, nie net vir u as groot mense, jong kinders, wat ook deur eksamens gaan en voel mense nie, hy sê, jy is so dom soos jou ma, so dom soos jou pa, ons kan dit doen. En remember, at Community Matters, when I can, when Janine can, yes. When Jean can, when I can, you can. And together, we can make a difference. So, God bless you. And we see you next Friday on a date. It's Disability Month. Mense, dis is gestremdheid maand en jy gaan die volgende 2 weke gaan ons praat oor gestremdheid en weer eens, as jy nie a disability het nie, jy kan iemand anders help wat nie na die program kan luister nie, so luister wat kan gedoen word, waar kan hulle help kry oor mense met gestremdhede. Ek dink is 'n area waar ons so oningelig is as ons nie self in die situasie is nie, of ons is in die situasie, en laat die Here vir ons allemaal, ja, tot volgende week en Vrydag, Community Matters, weer eens. Amen.
Passie vir God se roeping, en sy mense, Kaapse Kansel.
Fish pie, 3 medium sweet potatoes, 3x170 gram tins of tuna in water, drained. 15 milliliter, that's 1 tablespoon of butter. 30 milliliters, that's 2 tablespoons of milk. 250 milliliter, that's 1 cup of frozen peas. 15 milliliter, that's 1 tablespoon freshly squeezed lemon juice. Salt and pepper to season. For the cheese sauce, 65 milliliter, that's 4.5 tablespoons of butter. 100 milliliters of flour. 2.5 cups of warm milk. 125 milliliters, that's 1/2 cup of mature cheddar grated. 5 milliliters, that's 1 teaspoon of mustard powder. Heat the oven to 180 degrees Celsius. Boil the sweet potatoes until soft. Peel and mash, adding the milk and butter. Set aside until needed. The cheese sauce. Melt the butter in a pot over a medium heat. Add the flour and whisk together until combined. Whisk in the warm milk, bringing just to the boil, and whisk until the sauce thickens. Remove from heat. Stir in the grated cheese and mustard. Add the drained tuna, peas, lemon juice, and seasoning. Spoon the mixture into 4 large ramekins or a pie dish. Top with a mesh and bake for 20 minutes. Eat and enjoy.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.